Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stoney, we've talked about this game. Last chance to talk about it is today. Just a basic question here.
Yeah.
The records are equal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you treat the Vikings, do you view them as an equal?
Well, I think the Lions are a little better, but as far as, you know, yeah, I think they're equal. I think the Lions are a better team, but they're pretty, but it's close. It really is close, and not an excuse, but part of it is because of the injuries on the defense.
Oh, yeah, obviously. If Hutch was healthy, if you know, Anzalone was 100%, if they had everybody on defense.
Yeah, it'd be different.
If McNeil's playing and Carlton Davis is out there. No, there's no equal in the whole league to the healthy Detroit Lions.
Right. They're pretty equal. They really are. Now, the Lions have blown out some bad teams where the Vikings, all they did was win, and that's all the most important thing. But, yeah, the way they're playing right now, they're equal. Look, if you want to break it down, look, the Lions' offense is better, okay? I don't care how good, you know, Minnesota's receivers are. I don't care how good Darnold's playing. The Lions have a better offense. The Vikings have a better defense. Special teams, I give the advantage to the Lions. Coaching, I'm biased because I'll say Campbell because of what he's done, but O'Connell is going to be – whoever wins this game should be coach of the year, although it won't happen if the Lions win. I just don't think.
Which is ridiculous.
I know. I understand. Yeah, I agree with you. But, yeah, so, they are equal.
I think they're equal, too.
Yeah.
Because of the injuries.
Yes.
Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
I think Detroit's got the better offense. Minnesota's got the better defense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Detroit's only favored by 2.5.
Right.
I know this number isn't absolute, but the old school thought is 3 points for home field.
Right.
This is actually saying they're a little better than the Lions.
Yeah.
But I think it's splitting hairs. Half point here, half point there. They're saying these two teams are equal. That these two are going to look in a mirror and see one another. I think they're equal. Now, I think the edge is you're playing the game at home.
Right.
And the edge is your offense is a little better. And if it comes down to one possession at the end of the game, which offense do you trust to convert the big fourth down or not settle for a field goal in the red zone and get a touchdown? It's Dan Campbell going for it. It's Jared Goff executing it. And it's probably St. Brown or Gibbs in the end zone.
Yes.
I really feel like the Lions are, as injured as they are, a smidge better than the Vikings.
Yes. But that's pretty equal.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going double-digit disco.
No.
Which Goff just kind of slid in there in the picks.
No.
Doing his own Boogie Wonderland, but.
Yeah. See, I got.
What do you got here?
Equal.
Yes. 248.
The artificial sweetener for those of you not scoring at home.
Numbers 248-539-9797. And then we also just want to know, like, what your mood is going into this game. Always a comedian, Stoney. How would you describe. Use one word to describe the emotion you have. We can collect those on the ticket text and the phone calls. In addition to just, do you view the Vikings as your equal? Or is this a spot where you go, hey, you know, we're going to thump them. We're going to roll up a big number. Sam Darnold's no good. Sam Darnold's had a really nice season.
Yes.
I think too many people are downplaying the year and the season that Sam Darnold has had.
They're just looking at New York Jets Sam Darnold. That's what they're looking at. And that Sam Darnold is gone.
It'd be one thing if they were just kind of babying Darnold. Like, I think there are people who maybe haven't watched enough Vikings who think it's check downs and they're running the ball and they're protecting and sheltering poor Sam Darnold, who's no good.
No.
He's throwing down the field, aggressive shots deep down the field, big time throws. He's one of the best. They track this. One of the best in the NFL in the big time throw category.
Yes, and as you pointed out, and with Dan Campbell, he draws a lot of defensive pass interference calls. Yeah. A lot of that's because of the receivers. He's not afraid now. Over the season, he's made a few more mistakes than Jared Goff.
Correct.
If we were going to compare quarterbacks, you'd rather have Jared Goff. There's no doubt about that.
Correct.
But this isn't some you know, scrub quarterback.
I don't understand how the Lions fans who watched a broken quarterback be rebuilt are going to act like it's not happening in Minnesota, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except Jared Goff had success before he broke down a little bit. That's the difference. Well, he took a team to the Super Bowl. He had a great NFC championship game. That's the difference.
No, Goff's better than Darnold. But the idea that we watched one quarterback get built up, but then we like, cover our ears and pretend it's not happening in the division. They're 14 wins. Yeah. That's not a fluke.
And he's made some big throws in crunch time,
too.
He's on his fourth team.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He was left for dead. So he was at the bottom of the barrel. Knew he could maybe be a backup at best in this league. That's why they got him. Look, he hasn't elevated himself to Jared Goff. I think there's a significant difference here. Has he played well? Yeah. Has he game managed? Yeah, he's also gotten away with a lot of passes this year that should have been picked off. And I can't get away from some of their game. Like, this is the elevation of the Vikings, and the fact is that they barely got by against the Cardinals at home. That they barely won at Jacksonville 12-7, a game I watched some of, and I was like, wow, I just feel like the Lions are at a different level. And I'm going to say this right now. I think the Vikings and even the Packers are a little bit inflated based on the schedule that the division played this year, which was the AFC South. The Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers are 12-0 against the AFC South. So all their records are elevated. I would say even the Lions is probably a plus one.
Yeah.
But the Lions are a better team than these other two teams. And that's why I've been so confident all year. And I'm still going to say that they are. The Vikings have not been into this environment. And enough is not being put on this for this game this week. Everything that Dan Campbell and every single player that's been part of this for 3 years, 4 years, but three, especially the last three, it's all for this moment.
Yeah.
It is all for this moment. By far the better team, the more talented team, 7 Pro Bowlers. Doesn't that rise to the occasion this week?
I think that's why they're going to win the game.
Yeah. But I don't think these teams are not equals. They're just not.
I mean,
I don't know. Defensively, I think they're superior to the Lions with all the injuries.
Correct.
I don't know about superior.
I mean, the two edge guys, Van Ginkle and Greenard, like,
yes.
Those are guys that the Lions would desperately want on this
Absolutely.
Defense right now. Their front's better.
Yeah. They're much better.
And when you're missing Carlton Davis, it's hard to make the argument that your secondary is significantly better.
Right. The cornerbacks are better. Our safeties are still better.
Correct. And in totality, I think the Lions are maybe a little better, but it's 2 14-win football teams.
Right.
I think they are largely equal, and the difference is your quarterback's a little better, our quarterback's a little better.
Yes, exactly.
And the game is being played in front of our fans.
Yeah.
Our people, as Heather says.
Yes. Now, can the fans and the noise, can it really F up with Darnold? Yeah.
But I want to give you a stat on Darnold. I mentioned big-time throws. It's a PFF stat. You don't have to love PFF, and you could say maybe the stat's not perfect, but it's just to give you some context. Sam Darnold has 33 big-time throws. The only quarterbacks with
How do you define a big-time throw?
However they would define a big-time throw. The only guys with more, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. He's right there with Herbert and Lamar for big-time throws in the top five. Now, to get to Jared Goff, and this is not slandering Jared Goff, but just for context, scrolling, 19th with 17. Darnold has twice as many, quote, big-time throws, according to PFF. Now, he also has way more turnover-worthy plays.
Yes.
Goff has far fewer. Goff is the more stable quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big deal in a game like this. You can't make the big mistake.
Because
if you have an empty drive or you have a big turnover, you're paving the way for the other team to put you away. And I think Detroit's the team that gets it done.
Right. Because they both have really good. Obviously, the Lions, we think the Lions have a better offense. But their offense is freaking good, too. I mean, let's be honest. Their wide receivers are awesome.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things I think this game comes down to. Obviously, turnover is a big one, Stoney. I think red zone will be another huge one.
Yeah.
I think their run defense is a calling card, and the Lions' run offense is the bread and butter. I think those two going toe-to-toe. And I do think you got to overcome it, but there could be a PI call in the game that we're all complaining about.
Yes.
You just can't let it be the backbreaker.
Pass interference, number zero.
It was 3rd and 13. What do you mean it's a free first down 40 yards down the field? Overcome it.
Yeah.
Rally, and they've done a really good job handling adversity all season long. So I think that's another huge reason that I think they get it done. But you guys tell us your confidence level, your mood. Give us a word to describe how you're feeling with this matchup. Stoney, you got to win him by 1 point.
Yeah.
So your emotions are?
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
How's that? I mean,
nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm not as nervous. I'd be more nervous if it was a one and done game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not convinced, even if they lose, that they can't go on the road and win two or three games.
Yeah. I mean, the history is slanted against teams that have to go multiple road games as opposed to, you know, the path at home.
Right.
We gave the stat. The NFC title the last 10 years has been won by the home team.
Mm-hmm.
8 of the last 10.
Right.
It's a huge deal to have home field for the postseason here. Let's get some phone calls and ticket text. 248-539-9797. Brady and Tecumseh, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Hey, so you guys said one word to describe how I'm feeling about this team, and that word is gratitude. I've watched this team for 30 years to be in this position, last game of the year, fighting for the NFC North. I am so grateful that we're in this position. I'm excited, diehard fan. And I got one question for you guys. Say, God forbid, just being realistic, if we lose to the Vikings, how do you feel? What's your predictions if we get that 5 seed and have to play on the road?
Well, I'm they're undefeated on the road this season, so I'd be confident they'd be able to go into L.A. or go into Tampa and win a football game.
Agreed. Who would they play after that?
At Philly
potentially, or at Minnesota?
Yeah.
And then potentially the other one after that.
Yes. So, yeah. Can they do it? Yeah. It is going to be, would it be difficult? Yeah.
Everybody wants to do like absolutes. Like they can.
Yes.
But let's like just arbitrarily your gut, your percentage. Like if they're the one seed, I don't know, they probably got a greater than 50% chance to go to the Super Bowl. If they're the 5 seed, that percentage is probably like 25?
Yeah.
It probably gets cut in half.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big deal what's on the line this week.
Yeah.
Now, he said gratitude is his one word.
Mm-hmm.
I would say psyched. Like, gratitude's almost like, well, I'm just happy to be here. It's like, no, I'm excited for them to cement the North. For them to go 6-0 in the best division in football. For them to win the North consecutively for the first time in the history of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And to secure that path paved with gold. Right, like you're a golfer, Stoney.
Yes.
You're gonna play on the fairway the whole way.
Yeah.
If you lose, you're gonna be in the rough. I can't wait for them to earn it on Sunday Night Football for everybody to see. Leave no doubt who the best team is in the North.
And have a week off so you can rest and just get ready and game plan and do everything for the 2 games that you will have at home to go to the Super Bowl.
Ticket text, thoughts on the game and everything we've been discussing. Texter says, come on, guys. It sounds like Minnesota radio. Lions are an elite team. Vikings are not. They are not equal, period. Injuries don't matter. Lions by double digits.
Okay. I hope you're right.
The only thing I disagree with is Minnesota radio.
I know.
Everybody picked the Lions to win the game on the show.
Yes.
I would seriously doubt if you spend 10 minutes on Minnesota radio that it would be unanimous that they're losing the game this week.
Right. I'm a heathen because I think the Vikings will
keep it close. And
yeah, keep it close.
But the thing that injuries don't matter.
That's a dumb statement.
If Hutchinson was playing, would it make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we can just be done with that ticket text. Like, that's nonsense.
Right.
The Vikings are only close due to defensive injuries, but yes, they are equal. Full strength, the Lions would win hands down.
Yes, we all agree with that.
Yep.
That's not Minnesota radio.
Nope. The Vikings defense is smoke and mirrors. They blitz all game. It gives you the false sense that they're a really good defense.
They're a middle of the pack defense, right?
Pretty much. But I think the perception is maybe greater than the reality.
Yes. Now, look, Brian Flores, you know, they give up big plays and have given up big plays to the Lions in the past. So it's a risk-reward type of a defense. And so it's going to be, you know, Gibbs is going to have to be really good at, you know, picking up the blitz if it's not, you know, if he's not already, you know, downfield or in the flat for a pass. But, yeah, and they disguise them really well. And Lions should win the football game.
Gibbs had a good blitz pickup in the last game.
Yes, he did.
And typically, that's been something Montgomery's better at.
Mm-hmm.
And Gibbs has had to step up, not just as a ball carrier, but in protections, too. And you're right. This is a good matchup for it because you have to ID that extra blitzer, even if it's someone that you're giving weight to. You just got to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give Goff an extra half second to get you know, step into a throw. And you're right. Down the field, there's going to be plays to be made against Minnesota's defense. I do think, to his point, it's a little skewed in when you blitz and you play that way, you'll punish the bad teams, right? They'll get frazzled, and the good teams can settle in and pick their spots and still make plays. But the bad teams can't run it, have to throw it into a hurricane, and they make mistakes. Detroit's avoided that each of the last three times they faced Brian Flores.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, Flores says, you know what, everybody's expecting all the blitzes all the time. Maybe we drop guys back because, you know, Detroit's so good at, you know, the middle of the field with their receivers.
Maybe. 248-539-9797. A few more. This one says, Lions really need to stop Jefferson, Addison, and Hockenson. Running game shouldn't be a worry. Goff knows how to play well against Flores and the Vikings defense. We have this very loud crowd on our side as well.
Yes, we do. No doubt about it.
Sam Darnold is a bum. Will always be a bum. The Vikings are the luckiest team in the league.
He's not a bum. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not the Viking team from a few years ago that really had, with Kirk Cousins, that got those ugly wins and all that stuff, and ended up losing to the Giants in the playoffs.
Yep, first round exit. That was a team all season. I think they won 12 or 13 games, and we said, they're just not that good.
Right.
This team is better than that team. Darnold does one thing that plays into our defense. He puts the ball in harm's way. We have three guys that love to pry the ball out and take the ball away. Branch Joseph and Ife Melifonwu. Keep an eye on him.
The turnovers are going to be a key. If we can create some turnovers, we're going to win the football game. And if that's the case, it will be Gov and yours double-digit disco. Even though you didn't say double digits
not
for this game,
week.
But it's still you're the trademark on it.
Sure.
Gov's got the franchise, second location.
One word, pessimistic.
Okay.
Texter says, I think we lose, and we lose by a decent margin. And another one says, nervous.
Yeah, look, there'll be nerves. You know, that's part of being a fan, because you do look at the bad as well. So I understand nervous, and I'm a little pessimistic, too. You can do that, but you know what? That's why you are a fan. If you go into every game, in my opinion, if you go into every game thinking that you're never going to lose, you know, you're going to be disappointed a lot. So, you know, realistic. Be realistic about this. It should be a really good game.
I think a level of nervousness or stress is healthy with a game like this. Like, your blood should be pumping a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's part of playing in a big game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's normal. That's healthy. It means you're alive. A couple more. 248-539-9797 on the ticket text. The Vikings are a one-trick pony on defense. Late in the year, when people have scouted them, that blitz gets neutralized. That's why they haven't advanced late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Ron in Garden City, nervous but excited. Minnesota's a great team, and it should be close. Crowd's a huge factor. Lions win 38-34.
Is this the game where they just feed Jefferson constantly? Because when he plays against us, he gets some decent stats, but the Lions have done a really good job of trying to take him out of the game as best they can.
Well, and I think it was last year, the defense late in the season said, we'll give up a big play or two.
Right.
We'll blitz. We'll leave guys on an island. We just can't. We have to stiffen up in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And those blitzes have to get home once in a while and force third longs or turnovers. And it was a trade-off. Lions were really aggressive last year blitzing late in the season.
Yeah.
And they may do it again to try to heat up Sam Darnold. Because, Stoney, that's the other thing. Ticket Texture points out, how do they get pressure on Darnold?
Right.
They have not been able to get consistent pressure.
This is a game that Za'Darius Smith, I've said it all week, needs to show why they got him. And when he plays against his former teammates, he seems a little bit more energized. So this is a huge game for him, I feel.
I agree with you. He does need to show up. Somebody on that line needs to show up. I'm not trying to say that I don't think the Lions' defensive injuries are going to be. Obviously, their defense has taken a hit, all right? I also prescribe to the theory as, the more you get ready and prep with the defense that you have, the better that you just get.
That's true.
You know, that just because they can get better, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the things that got overlooked in the previous matchup was Jahmyr Gibbs. He had 19 touches for 160 yards in that game. And that's with Demo playing. He had 9 carries for only 31 yards.
He had, in my opinion, one of the biggest plays of that game. They were down 10-0.
Yes.
And they need to get back into it. And they didn't want to abandon the run. They needed a big run play. And he housed it. I mean, that's the difference. That's how they came back.
You know, they had trouble with him last game. Now Gibbs gets even more touches with Montgomery out. Just how that, you know, will open things up for the Lions offense even more. I mean, I think that Darnold will, you know, succumb to the environment a little bit.
I hope so.
He's never been in anything like this before.
No.
That's true.
And you've just got to, like, if the Lions can get up early, I think the Vikings might panic and go away from the run. I mean, Aaron Jones had a decent touchdown run in that game against the Lions up in Minnesota. It was the first score of the game.
Yeah.
So, look, who knows? I guess the word for me, I feel confident. It just keeps going back. I keep going back to trusting this team and trusting everything that's been built and put into this. And that a team can, that another team in the division can come in here and win in this situation with what the Lions have built.
It's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But it's going to be tough for them, and it's not going to be easy for the Lions. Has Darnold played a game at Ford Field since his first game in the NFL? I don't think so. I don't think the Jets came back. Carolina, he was a backup. He torched them in Carolina. Remember that game? He ran the ball a lot himself.
Yeah, I don't think he's been back.
No. Well, let's just channel that first play. Quandre Diggs.
Oh, yeah. But then
the rest of the game.
Channel the rest of the game. To Tom's point, if it's going to be a double-digit disco, it's going to have to be an early lead because then you do have the world come crashing down on the way. It goes against everything Minnesota wants to do, playing from a lead versus playing from behind.
You know, people said it was a little not quite as loud for the Buffalo game. Well, it was how Buffalo jumped on them, I think, to a degree. But also, you know, we got to get the real fans going and get loud.
There it is.
Can't have Jack and Coke Jerry, you know. Keeping things quiet.
Tangeray Tina.